Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldhar, and today Maseches Nazir, Daf Chav Beis, the fourth parak, Misha Amar. So the three dafs we're going to focus on, number one, the Gemara presents a brisa which teaches that a Nazira, who became Tameh and designated Karbanas, and her husband subsequently revoked her Naziras, brings her Chatas bird, but does not bring her Ola bird. The Gemara asks, Visal Kadak Bal Megas Gayas, Taisin Nami Osa Of. If you think that the husband cuts it off, meaning ends the Naziras going forward only, she should bring the Ola bird as well, since she became obligated in these Karbanas. The Gemara responds that if her Naziris is uprooted retroactively with Afara, she should not bring the Chatas either, since the entire Naziris was voided. The Gemara concludes that although other Karbanas are not brought because Afara is retroactive, the Chatas is brought because he holds a Rabbi Elazar Kapar that a Nazir is called a sinner because he deprived himself of wine. This sin is sufficient to require to bring the Chatas she already designated, although her Naziris was voided retroactively. Rishonim add that the halacha allows for bringing a Chatas bird in circumstances that other Karbanas are not brought, such as the case of a Safek. Here too, she may bring the Chatas bird despite not actually having been a Nazira. Point number two, the Gemara then proves the reverse, that Hafara only voids going forward from a Braisa. Aisha Shanadu Benazir, a woman who vowed Naziris, Vashama Chaverta Va'amra Va'ani, and her friend heard and said, and I, and the first one's husband was made for her Naziris, he muteris v'chaverta asur. She's permitted and her friend remains forbidden. Shema mina bal megas gayas. Learn from this that the husband cuts off for the future with hafara because if it voids Naziris retroactively, the second declaration would not be valid since it was made based on the first. Apparently, these two brises disagree about whether a husband's hafara is retroactive or not. The brisa concludes with a statement from Rabbi Shimon, if the second woman said, I'm like you, they are both permitted through the first one's afar because her Naziris was made dependent on the first one's Naziris remaining in force. And point number three, Marzutta the son of Ramari said that the above brisa resolves the inquiry of Rami Barcham, who asked, if one says, this is hereby forbidden to me like the meat of a shlamim, what is the halacha? Does a person link with the initial forbidden state, or does he link with its final permitted state? The Gemara here understands the case to be before blood was sprinkled and the meat was not yet permitted. If the vower means to reference its initial forbidden state, the netter would be valid, but if he means to reference its final permitted state, it would not. Now, the Braisa before taught that the second woman's Naziris is valid, although it was made through linking with the first woman's Naziris, which was later revoked. Although she was aware that the first Naziris could later be revoked, her reference was to the current forbidden state of her friend's Naziris. Here, too, it's the initial state of the shlamim to which the vow refers. The Gemara says that the cases are not analogous because a shlamim remains kadosh even in its final permitted state, so one may mistakenly think it can be used for a nether, whereas the woman's Naziris is completely void after hafar, so her friend certainly referenced her initial state. Others say the comparison is correct. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara presents a brisa which teaches that a Nazira became Tameh and designated Karbanas, and her husband subsequently revoked her Naziris, brings her Chatas bird, but does not bring her Ola bird. The Gemara asks, Visal Kadak Bal Megas Gayas, Taisin Nami Osa Of. If you think that the husband cuts it off, meaning ends the Naziras going forward only, she should bring the Ola bird as well, since she became obligated in these Karbanas. The Gemara responds that if her Naziris is uprooted retroactively with Afara, she should not bring the Chatas either since the entire Naziris was voided. The Gemara concludes that although other Karbanas are not brought because Afara is retroactive, the Chatas is brought because he holds a Rabbi Elazar Kapar that a Nazir is called a sinner because he deprived himself of wine. This sin is sufficient to require to bring the Chatas she already designated, although her Naziris was voided retroactively. Rishonim add that the halacha allows for bringing a Chatas bird in circumstances that other Karbanas are not brought, such as the case of a Safek. Here too, she may bring the Chatas bird despite not actually having been a Nazira. Point number two, the Gemara then proves the reverse, that Hafara only voids going forward from a Braisa. Aisha Shanadu Benazir, a woman who vowed Naziris, Vashama Chaverta Va'amra Va'ani, and her friend heard and said, and I, and the first one's husband was made for her Naziris, he muteris v'chaverta asur. She's permitted and her friend remains forbidden. Shema mina bal megas gayas. Learn from this that the husband cuts off for the future with hafara because if it voids Naziris retroactively, the second declaration would not be valid since it was made based on the first. Apparently, these two brises disagree about whether a husband's hafara is retroactive or not. The brisa concludes with a statement from Rabbi Shimon, if the second woman said, I'm like you, they are both permitted through the first one's afar because her Naziris was made dependent on the first one's Naziris remaining in force. And point number three, Marzutta, the son of Ramari, said that the above brice resolves the inquiry of Rami Bar Chama, who asked, Arilei Kibsar Zevach Shlami Mahu. If one says, this is hereby forbidden to me like the meat of a shlamim, what is the halacha? Matbis inish bikar matbis, does a person link with the initial forbidden state? Or does he link with its final permitted state? The Gemara here understands the case to be before blood was sprinkled and the meat was not yet permitted. If the vow means to reference its initial forbidden state, the neder would be valid. But if he means to reference its final permitted state, it would not. Now, the Braisa before taught that the second woman's Naziris is valid, although it was made through linking with the first woman's Naziris, which was later revoked. Although she was aware that the first Naziris could later be revoked, her reference was to the current forbidden state of her friend's Naziris. Here, too, it's the initial state of the shlamim to which the vow refers. The Gemara says that the cases are not analogous because a shlamim remains kadosh even in its final permitted state, so one may mistakenly think it can be used for a neder, whereas the woman's naziris is completely void after hafar, so her friend certainly referenced her initial state. Others say the comparison is correct. All right, so now we get our siman daf chabeis, and her standard siman is a cab. A taxi cab. So here goes. The woman in the hairy cab on her way to bring her chatas bird for becoming tameh, even though her husband's hafar of her naziris was retroactive, together with her friend who said, and I, who still remained a nazira, so inspired the cab driver by their commitments that he forbid himself from taking their fare, making it forbidden to him like the meat of a shlamim. Once again, it's a motion. The woman in the hairy cab, that must be more daf chabez. The woman in the hairy cab on her way to bring her chatas bird for becoming tameh, even though her husband's hafar of her naziris was retroactive, which reminds us, a braisa taught that a nazir who became tameh and designated karbanis, and her husband subsequently revoked her naziris, brings her chatas bird but does not bring her ola bird. The Gemara concludes that although hafara is retroactive, the chatas is brought because he holds like Rav Elazar Kapper that a nazir is called a sinner because he deprived himself of wine. This sin is sufficient to require to bring the chatas she already designated, although her naziris was voided retroactively. So the woman in the hairy cab on her way to bring her chatas bird for becoming tameh, even though her husband's hafara of her naziris was retroactive, together with her friend who said, and I, who still remained a nazira, which reminds us, the Gemara then proves that hafara only voids going forward from a braisa. Aisha shenadu benazir, a woman who vowed naziris, and a friend heard it and said, va'ani, and I, and the first one's husband was made for her naziris, she's permitted and her friend remains forbidden. Shema mina bal megas gaiz. Learn from this that the husband cuts off for the future with hafara, because if it voids naziris retroactively, the second declaration would not be valid since it was made based on the first. So the woman in the hairy cab on her way to bring her chatas bird for becoming tameh, even though her husband's hafara of her naziris was retroactive, together with her friend who said, and I, who still remained a nazira, so inspired the cab driver by their commitments that he forbid himself from taking their fare, making it forbidden to him like the meat of a shlamim. Which reminds us, Marzutta, the son of Ramari, tried to prove that the case of the second woman's naziris being valid resolves the inquiry of Rami Bar Chama, who asked, if one says, Hari like Vasar Zevach Shlamim Mahu, this is hereby forbidden to me like the meat of a shlamim, what is the halacha? Ki matbis inish bikar matbis, does a person link with the initial forbidden state? O dilma betzina de matbis, or does he link with its final permitted state? The Gemara here understands the case to be before the blood was sprinkled and the meat was not yet permitted. If the vower means to reference its initial forbidden state, then it would be valid, but if he means to reference its final permitted state, it would not. So once again, the woman in the hairy cab on her way to bring her chatas bird for becoming tameh, even though her husband's hafar of her naziris was retroactive, together with her friend who said, and I, who still remained a nazira, so inspired the cab driver by their commitments that he forbid himself from taking their fare, making it forbidden to him like the meat of a shlamim. All right, so now it's time for four blah ba chazara. Daf Yud Ches. So the symbol for Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The tummy Nazir Chosson standing under his hairy chuppah, that must be one Daf Yud Ches. The tummy Nazir Chosson standing under his hairy chuppah on the eighth day of his Tahara, the day he was scheduled to bring his karbanas, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, V'kidash es rosh b'yomahu, and he will sanctify his head on that day, referring to the Nazir tummy beginning his Nazir's Tahara. This means, on the day of his bringing his karbanas, the eighth day of his Tahara process. This is according to the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe Yossi bar Rebbe Yehuda says it means on the day of his shaving, meaning the seventh day. So the tummy Nazir Chosson standing on his hairy chuppah on the eighth day of his Tahara, the day he was scheduled to bring his karbanas, had his one set of karbanas standing by for them multiple times. He became tummy, which reminds us, one brings only one set of karbanas tumah for multiple tumos. So the Tami Nazir Chosson standing under his hairy chuppah on the eighth day of his Tahara, the day he was scheduled to bring his karbanas, had his one set of karbanas standing by for them multiple times, he became Tame and jumped for joy when the rabbi told him that he can start his Naziris of Tahara as soon as he brings his chatas. Which reminds us, the Chachamim hold that one begins his Naziris Tahara after bringing his chatas, and Rabbi Shmuel holds he begins his Naziris Tahara after bringing his Asham before bringing the Ola. Daf Yud Tes. So the Simur Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The hairy yacht. Yacht. That must mean more Daf Yud Tes. The hairy yacht called sinners belonging to a group of Nazirs, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar Kapper Baribi said, what does the pasuk mean in saying, the keeper alav me'asher chata ha'nafesh, and he shall atone for him having sinned regarding the soul? Regarding which soul did this one sin? El shad tzira atzma min ha'yayin, rather because he deprived himself from wine. V'kal v'chomer, ma zeh shal tzira atzma el min ha'yayin, nikra chota. If this one, who only deprived himself of wine, is called a sinner, ha'metzara atzma kol davar ha'achas kama v'kama, the one who deprives himself of all things, all the more so. So, the hairy yacht called sinners belonging to a group of Nazirs got an emergency call to pick up a Nazir in a cemetery who became Tami on the first day but didn't forfeit any days. Which reminds us, the Braisa proves that Rabbi Yezer holds that even for a Nazir Tahor, there is no forfeiture for a first day Tumah. Rav Papa asks if the Yamin, the days required by Rabbi Yezer, mean that a second day has begun or that 2 days have passed and the third day has begun. The Rosh explains regarding the end of his term, only Tuma on the penultimate day, which is a full final day after, causes forfeiture of the whole term. So to Tuma at the start of the term may only cause forfeiture if it's preceded by a full day, meaning upon reaching the third, since the Naziris began the first day. Rabbi answered, the pasuk says, Yiplu, the days will fall away, which implies even a minimal following. So Tuma on the second day would suffice for forfeiture. So the hairy yacht called sinners belonging to a group of Nazirs got an emergency call to pick up a Nazir in a cemetery who became Tami on the first day, but didn't forfeit any days, as they transported a queen who became a Nazir in Chutz Arts to Eretz Yisrael. Which reminds us, the next mission states that one who declared a lengthy Naziris and completed it, and afterwards came to Eretz Yisrael, Beis Shammai say he must again observe a 30-day term, but Beis Hillel say he must start his entire term. A story is recounted of Helene Amalka, who declared a Naziris of 7 years if her son would return safely from war, which he did. She observed 7 years, and upon coming to Eretz Yisrael, was instructed by Beis Hillel to observe another 7, she did, and became Tami at the end, requiring an additional 7 for a total of 21 years. Dav Chaf, so the Simur Dav Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The Hairy Nazir Cafe, that must be more Dav Chaf. The Hairy Nazir Cafe, where two sets of witnesses debated whether the man seated between them declared two sets of Naziris or 5, which reminds us, the next mission states, one about whom two sets of witnesses were testifying. These testified they declared 2 Naziris terms, and the others testified that he declared 5 terms. Beis Shammai say, Nechukala Eidos Ve'enka Naziris. The testimony is contradictory, and there is no Naziris. Beis Hillel say, Yesh Bekol Chamish Taim, She'e Nazir Shtaim. 2 is included in 5, so he's a Nazir for 2 terms. Each term of a Naziris is treated as a separate testimony, so the 2 terms which are agreed upon is acceptable testimony. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha has an opposing view of the Machlokas. So, the Hairy Nazir Cafe, where two sets of witnesses debated whether the man seated between them declared 2 sets of Naziris or 5, had a long line of people waiting to order a cup behind a man who said he was a Nazir, declare one after the other, and I, and I, and I. Which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, Misha Amar Harini Nazir, Vashama Chavero Va'amar Va'ani, one who said, I am a Nazir, and his friend heard and said, and I, and a third person said, and I, Kum Nazirim, they're all Nazirim. Huta Arishon, Huta Rakulon. If the first becomes permitted through annulment, they are all permitted automatically. Huta Achron, Achron Mutter Vakum Asurin. If the last becomes permitted, the last is permitted and the rest remain forbidden. So the Hairy Nazir Cafe, where two sets of witnesses debated whether the man seated between them declared 2 sets of Naziris or 5, had a long line of people waiting to order a cup behind a man who said he was a Nazir, declare one after the other, and I, and I, and I. Followed by a Talmud who greeted his Rebbe with the words, Shama Lecha Rebbe, and then quickly said, and I. Which reminds us, Rish Lakish was sitting before Rav Yudin Nasi and said, Behushit Pisu Kuan Betoch Kadei Dibur. This halacha only applies where they are all connected to his declaration during the time required for an utterance. The Gemara defines Toch Kadei Dibur as Kadei She'o Shalom, the time required to give a greeting, which it further defines as Kadei She'omer Shalom Talmud L'Rav, the time required for a student to greet his teacher, meaning 3 words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, peace unto you, my teacher. Rav Yudin holds that saying, and I, immediately after the 3-word time limit, also suffices so the Talmud could greet his Rebbe and then say, Va'ani. Dav Chafav. So the Simur Dav Chafav is a car because Bostonians pronounce car ka. So here goes. When the Hairy Nazir ka, that must be more in Dav Chafav. When the hairy Nazir car pulled up to the stoplight, where the and I Nazirs crossing in a long line heard the middle Nazir be released from his Nazirus, which released all of the Nazirim behind him as well, which reminds us, a braisa is quoted which teaches that if a middle Nazir becomes permitted, Hemenu Lamata Mutter, Hemenu Lamala Asr, those after him are permitted, and those before him are still forbidden. This proves that each Nazir is connecting to the one immediately before him. So those who follow the permitted Nazir are likewise permitted, and they were not connected to the first person who said, Harini Nazir. So, when the hairy Nazir Ka pulled up to the stoplight, where the and I Nazirs crossing in a long line heard the middle Nazir be released from his Nazirus, which released all of the Nazirim behind him as well, the husband driving the Ka retroactively uprooted his wife's Nazirus, which reminds the Gemara as Balma Ekar Akar or Dimamega's Gaius. Does a husband uproot his wife's Nadarim retroactively, or does he cut them off, meaning void them going forward? A nafkamina is if a woman declared Nazirus and another woman said, Va'ani, and I, and then the husband of the first wife was made for her Nazirus. If it is voided retroactively, the second woman's declaration is ineffective. So when the hairy Nazir Ka pulled up to the stoplight where the and I Nazirs crossing in a long line heard the middle Nazir be released from his Nazirus, which released all of the Nazirim behind him as well, the husband driving the car retroactively uprooted his wife's Nazirus and had to give her the bad news that her chatt is in the back seat. Must be left to die, which reminds us, the Gemara attempts a resolution from a Mishnah. Ha'isha shenadu ben nazir v'hifrishas behemta, a woman who vowed Nazirus and designated her animal for her carbon, and then her husband revoked the Nazirus. If the animal was her personal property, the chattis is left to die because it cannot be used. So the Gemara reasons that if Afar revokes her Nazirus retroactively, the chattis should revert to Chuin, since she was never a Nazir with a chattis obligation. Since the Mishnah teaches that it is left to die, it seems that Hafar only voids going forward. The Gemara answers that even if Hafar is retroactive, the Chattis must die because Kevin the Latzricha Kapara, since she does not need an atonement anymore, Hu Kachattis Shemesu Ba'alea, it's akin to a Chattis whose owners have died. Ugamir de Chattis Shemesu Ba'alea Tamuz, and we have learned from Halacha Moshe Mesinai that a Chattis whose owners have died is left to die. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn that if a woman vowed Nazirus and her friend heard and said, Va'ani and I, and the first one's husband was made for her Nazirus, she is permitted and her friend remains forbidden? That's on Daf. Chabez. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn a chattis of a Nazir whose husband was made for is left to die? That's on Daf. Chafav. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn a chattis when Nazirus of Tahar begins? Is it the 8th day when Kabbanus are brought? Or on the 7th day when the Nazir shaves? That's on Dav. Yod Ches. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you learn a Nazir who became Tame and designated Karbanus, and her husband subsequently revoked her Nazirus, she brings her Chattis bird? That's on Dav. Chav Beis. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you learn a Nazir from Yochan Meshokish, where the one who accepted Nazirus in a state of Tumah gets Malkus for intentional Tumah? That's on Dav. Yed Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which stuff does a braisa prove that Rabbi Eliezer holds that even for a Nazir Tahor, there is no forfeiture for a first day Tumah? That's on Daf. Yod Tes. Good. Number 7. Which of them, the one brings only one set of Karbanas Tumah for multiple Tumos? That's on Daf. Yod Ches. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you have a question what the halacha is in a case where a person says, this is hereby forbidden to me like the meat of a shlamim? That's on Daf. Chabez. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you learn that where a line of people declare and I one after the other, if the middle one is released from his Nazirus, all those that follow him are released as well? That's on Daf. Chafav. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we have machos b'shem b'silah regarding how long a Nazir from Chutzvarts must have observed his Nazirus upon arriving in Eretz Yisrael? That's on Daf. Yud Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.